I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 250, which I would like to be quick to point out is not a milestone.
Damn it, it stole my joke.
It's not a milestone,
nope.
Joe. 250.
I mean,
like, whatever.
It's a round number.
What? That's a pretty good
milestone.
But
it's halfway to
Thanks,
the next
Brian.
100, though.
250,
that's right.
253. Now, that would be a milestone.
That'll happen.
We did an episode.
That'll happen.
We did like,
oh, yeah,
like 189, and he's like, oh, man, that's quite a milestone.
Like, and by milestone, I mean, I can't believe we got this far.
I don't know that. I think you know what the word milestone means.
Every day is a milestone.
Every day, yeah. Joe takes another breath
That's
is a milestone.
Right. It's a good day. It's a good day.
Like, what? As we so often say, what the hell are you talking about?
I feel like I've been on a pretty good kick where I haven't gotten to what the hell you're talking about.
What?
Now.
He told me that I've seen three different movies before, and I was supposed to be given crap for that.
Yeah, no, we were. Yeah.
For buying tickets to three totally different
in the
movies.
Same day.
So that was the same as you seeing Superman versus Batman.
Look at this guy. He's seen three movies.
Whoa, this guy's crazy. Come on, everybody.
I was giving you crap. Oh, I was supposed to take a nap that day, and then I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then my masseuse canceled on me.
Oh, well. Yeah. Your personal problems were funny, but.
Yeah.
But I would have done the same thing.
Well, I guess let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
I'm sorry.
No, he's real.
Oh, we have a guest. Over?
We'll circle back around and do the guest. So now we
can start again.
We buried the lead.
Does he really count as a guest at this point?
I don't know.
Yeah. He's our greatest returning guest.
Am I really?
Hey, Heather Locklear was a guest on Melrose Place that entire time.
Yeah, you're like
right?
You are our Heather Locklear.
Excellent. Wow.
So, well done.
After the show, we're going to ask you.
I don't have the same feeling. Sorry.
After the show, we're going to have to ask you to fillet Richie Sambora.
Okay.
Is that going to be a problem? Or?
Not the first time, unfortunately.
Okay.
All right, let's start over.
Is that who she was married to?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Why?
I was thinking, Eddie Van Halen, but that was Valerie Burton.
Richie Sambora after Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Oh, so Heather Locklear has hepatitis.
Wait, did you say Valerie Burtonelli is with him now?
No. She was with Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
That's what
I
was.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wasn't Valerie Burtonelli also with Cougar? John Cougar Mellencamp?
Oh.
The Cougs?
I don't think
so. I have no idea about that.
I don't think so. He was
with Meg Ryan for a while.
Yeah, that's who it was. Yeah.
Before Dennis Quaid?
After.
Wait, John Cougar Mellencamp dated Dennis Quaid?
Yeah.
Remind me to
bring any of you to Hollywood spousal trivia nights.
No, but wasn't Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid were a thing, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
For a while.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
she was yeah. banging Russell Crowe? Like, that's
yes.
the reason they split up?
Speculative,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
And speculative. Then Mellencamp was after that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm Brian.
let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
Are we going like around, or should I wait until the end?
Kevin, just say your name.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Hey, Brian's with us. Brian's been here a bunch of times. Say
hello,
hi, Brian.
Yes. Hello. Thank you for having me again.
At this point, I'm just not cutting any of this out.
No, this all needs to stay in.
All needs to stay in.
This is perfect.
This is the hilarious banter we normally trap, but it's a wonderful opportunity for you to kind of see behind the scenes.
The magic.
Behind the curtain.
The quote-unquote magic.
Warts and all.
Yes.
Well, it's been all right.
Genital warts and
yeah,
all.
It's very, right.
Yeah,
it's
okay. Yes. That's too bad.
That's a specific curtain.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to see the warts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here you go.
It's like a labia curtain.
No.
What?
Like, no.
You said it on a tea.
No.
I'm going to take it.
No, there was no tea.
I was just going to take
say
it.
Say beef curtains.
No, there's no
looks like a roast beef sandwich.
Stop. All right.
Oh, my God.
I'm mentally taking all of you out.
On second thought, maybe we should edit some of this out.
It's like trying to get out of a high school.
So maybe you should go around the table.
But we probably won't.
No. This is perfect.
Shameless plugs. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. It helps us tremendously. What would you say, Joe?
Yeah.
If I said we had an iTunes review?
You know.
What are you going to say? You going to think I'm bluffing? You call my bluff?
I'm going to call your bluff.
You can call my bluff.
Put money on it. What's on the line? What's on the line?
I'm going to a comic show after this. I got like a certain amount of cash on me.
What's on the line? Come on, what are you betting? $1.
Okay, I'll bet $1.
Okay, you owe me $1.
All right.
Damn it!
We do
have a new iTunes review.
Whoa.
Whoa, keep it clean.
Easy, Kevin.
Yeah, just calm your beef curtains.
You got me.
No!
I mean, it's not my fault you got me excited with all that talk.
So everybody has a thing.
But no, we do. We have a new review.
That's awesome.
Coming right at you. Conversational and funny. This is from Astoria Movie Guy.
It's very specific. But
this is from Roast Beef Sandwich Lover 369.
No, that'll be next week.
Dance so fun.
I haven't heard of these jokes yet. I'm going to call them jokes.
It would be weird
heavy
if somebody
the airport.
Yeah. Had
heavy.
Preemptively predicted
Bijou on you.
You know 69. What? The episode 250, I feel like they're going to make some labia jokes.
Yeah.
So we're doing it right now.
I was going to share a nice story about a listener I was talking to, and now I can't.
Oh, is Spath going to be on this one? Let's make it dirty. Yeah.
Just real quick, this episode is brought to you by Arby's Roast.
Do you love the juicy, delicious?
Nobody loves Arby's.
Brown.
That's gross.
Or for our older listeners, Rax.
Racks.
Whoa. I'd rather racks.
Racks and
wouldn't
beef curtains?
Racks was no.
Yeah.
So
it's no lion's choice.
So to be clear, we're talking about beef curtains and racks on this
just
episode.
Real quick, I thought you'd find this interesting that in Japan it was called lax.
Thanks.
Dan does the greatest Japanese impression.
No. Hong Kong Fooey. It's totally
right,
different.
It's a black guy doing a Japanese guy. Never mind.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, it's a lot better that way.
So blame it on Scatman. Don't blame it on me.
So our iTunes review.
Yeah.
It's Hong Kong and Japan.
Oh, no, it's not. No,
okay. Yeah. I just want to see if you, just to be clear, his name is Hong Kong
Fooey. I know. But I bet the animation was.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's a good point.
So
I just wanted to catch Joe on another one of his moments before we just glazed over that.
Back to our iTunes.
Yes.
That Japanese Hong Kong Fooey.
Waiting for with
bated breath.
Roast beef bated breath. Just discovered these guys, and they are perfect for my workday. These guys make great comments, offering some interesting criticism and good-natured praise. I wouldn't call them nitpicky, but they do like to go through details. Overall, they are cheery and usually positive. When they are negative, it's for good reasons, and Real Spoilers isn't snarky. Well, hey. Isn't snarky or above it all. It's a group of boys who genuinely love movies. The podcast can be a sausage fest, which is true. So be prepared for some talk about hot women. They're not crass. Well, not all the time.
Wait till this episode, brother.
Well, yeah. This is an odd juxtaposition. But it's a little eye-rolly. That being said, I love these long episodes that make the day fly by. So thank you. And
that's awesome. Thank
sorry
you.
Really
we,
nice. Yeah.
Sorry we just disproved you. Yeah. That was
former
that
listener
was
right there. Yeah.
Thanks,
former listener.
Next listener. Astoria movie guy.
250 is a perfect episode to end on.
Yeah. that's a good
your
run.
Your collection doesn't hang over.
I'm beginning
with
to think it
numbers.
Is.
Yeah, you get from 1 to 250, you're doing all right.
You can put 50 beautiful. On each Blu-ray and have a nice 5 Blu-ray set.
Yeah. Yeah.
One for special features.
That's right.
I don't know why anyone would ever do that, but that's a great idea.
Yeah. Gotta listen to podcasts on your Blu-ray.
So
5.1 surrounds.
if you think we're a sausage fest. I will say, in the not too distant future, the ladies will be returning. So, in what, in 2 weeks? It's 50 Shades Darker.
Oof.
So, that's a thing. Have you cleared your schedule, Dan, or more specifically, your wife's schedule?
Yeah, I mean, we will delay the episode until Ollie's available.
Yeah,
I will confirm that.
Yeah. Yes. What about you? Are you going to get your bride to attend?
I'm going to try. We didn't do the first one.
Yes.
Because she was like, that movie looks awful, and you are not dragging me to that movie. So we're in the process.
So apparently she
missed out.
Yeah. She's never listened to an episode of the show.
I know she hasn't.
Because
I'd be in a lot more trouble.
Married, right, one. So, but yeah, because like the bad movies, those are the best.
Those are the best ones. We also, and
speaking of episode 249, Monster Trucks. If you haven't listened yet,
We also did just have a baby. So trying to find a babysitter for two children is a lot harder than one child.
Especially your children.
Especially my children. Yes. Oh, man. The little one's fine. It's the 5-year-old that you got to pay attention to.
That's true.
Yep. Well, you got 2 weeks.
The little one can't roll over yet.
Yeah, so right. Yeah.
Set her off in a corner.
Just be fine. While. Just put her in a swing. Don't even worry about it.
What's the record for youngest podcaster?
Well, you each should be asking you.
Yeah, I think it's you.
Oh.
Or Katie, I guess.
Yeah.
Is she older than you? She's not older than you.
No.
Yeah, then it's Katie.
Well, not chronologically, but.
I didn't mean on the show. I meant we could go for the Guinness World Record. No, I was going for what's the record for youngest? Because what? How old? 5 weeks? Okay.
Yeah. Before we walk away from our shameless plugs, let's talk about the League of Show Sharers, shall we?
I think we should.
You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/realspoilers, and you can share the show with your friends and or loved ones, depending upon your privacy settings. So people that were kind enough to share the show this week, Nick Scott, Librarian Cynthia, Timmy Two Zunes, Brett Schulte, Julianne Jordan, Griffin Fox Smith, Tom Comiskey, Chris Sanders, Tammy Sherman Powers, Brent Smith, Travis Tewitt, Lane Levanway, and Dustin at Nerds at Night Gaming. So thank you very much, guys, for sharing
the
show.
Thank you, everybody.
That also helps us, so we really do appreciate that. So
if I can cut in after all the...
We don't like interruptions around.
Well, I put a good pause there because of all the...
Because of the beef
scum
curtains?
And villainy.
And then,
that's it. That's a real spoilers right there.
Villainy. After that, so I was talking to a listener, Paola, who's shared the story or the show a few times, and she said... last night that we saved her money. She bought tickets to Batman versus Superman, listened to the podcast first, and got a refund.
Where was she buying tickets?
Did not go see it. And then she said she watched it on HBO and said it's terrible.
All right. So we took money out of Zack Snyder's pocket.
That's a win for us.
Yeah.
That's a good day.
It's a win for America.
Yeah.
His yacht is probably 3/4 of an inch shorter than it would have been had it not been for this podcast.
He got a 23-pack.
Oh, he's got one less candelabra on that thing.
Yes.
Yeah. He's like, where's my chandelier?
How many scoops less of muscle milk do you think he has in his jar?
I do always find that. I remember when that first started filming and he was jacked. And then, that last picture came out, and he was gaunt.
Yeah.
Just like, I hate my life. I don't know what I've done.
A soul-crushing experience.
Stop
skipping leg days.
He would have to have a soul.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. Let's not forget.
Is that why the Batman may not happen now? Because Ben Affleck has a soul, and he's like, I can't live in this universe.
He's just starting to get his soul back.
Yeah,
is the
he's
problem.
Starting to reclaim it, and then live by night.
I love seeing all that stuff fall apart. Yeah. Like I do, and I said, I mean, I'm a DC guy, but just watching this whole thing just completely collapse, is fantastic.
Not dissimilar to other things in the media.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So that's it for our shameless plugs. We will now turn our eyes to the box office. Kevin has his abacus at the ready. Kevin,
I do, Tom. And even though it's still January, the movie of the day is the number one at the box office. How about that?
Look at that! I don't think anybody expected that.
No.
Well, so I did. I didn't know, obviously we saw The Visit, and The Visit was kind of like they've unlocked the door of movie jail. You may get out on parole. We'll see how this goes.
Here's way less money.
Right. And
see what you could do.
My theater at a 10:30 showing on a Friday night was sold out.
Wow.
And I was like, man, even the 10:30 at
although
this is, I think that's the crowd frame for this movie.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess that's
I also don't think that's because of his name.
No. Yeah.
This movie,
people are like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised because, I mean, with it having the M. Night Shyamalan name, above the title and his reputation, I mean, even though the other one was decent, but it's like the buzz around this movie was tremendous. I saw people posting on Facebook going to it, Friday, first thing, and usually my feed isn't full of people that are like, first thing in the day going to these movies, and I saw going to see Split.
I couldn't figure out why people were seeing another one of his movies, and I was like, why is that popular all of a sudden? We'll get into that.
Oh, and so, yeah, so I was really impressed with the buzz around it, and the box office reflects that. I mean, people genuinely were interested in this when they saw the previews, and it's been around since, did it debut at Sundance? Where did it?
I don't think it played Sundance. Yeah, I mean,
I can't imagine.
No,
yeah.
Blumhouse, I mean,
this doesn't feel like a Sundance movie.
Blumhouse has got, I mean, he's got like a viral marketing scheme. They have a viral marketing scheme where, I don't remember the first time I saw a trailer for this, but I feel like it was attached to...
It's been a while.
Yeah, but it wasn't attached to The Visit. It was attached to something else that was like a big title, and they somehow got that...
This is not
12 Years a Slave.
That's exactly what it was.
They knew that was the demo, and they put it in front of...
Birth of a Nation.
Right.
I will say, I did see that trailer for... the new from Key and
Get
Peele.
Out or
Get Out.
Yeah,
good night. Oh man, that looks creepy. That sucks because like in that first trailer they don't tell you anything, and in this one they tell you kind of what the like what's going on, so they spoil it a little bit. But
I think if that's as good as it looks,
that's going to be one of the best horror flicks of the last 10 years.
I think with this movie, maybe Shyamalan got the first movie that got him, you know, maybe parole or a temporary release, or maybe, you know,
a conjugal visit
was Devil. Now he didn't do that, that's his story, right?
From the mind of.
Yeah. And at least at that point, we saw that maybe his mind was still capable of not
he didn't have all
crap
complete Alzheimer's yet.
I don't know, let's not forget about After Earth.
Yeah, see, but how much of that did he write that though, did he?
No, that was work
that was
for
all
hire.
Will Smith.
And you know what, it made money.
Not here.
Yeah, but
they don't care. Do you care where your money gets made,
I guess that's
or do
true,
you just
yeah.
care about whether or not you made money?
Money. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I think he did that movie for like $90 million.
I mean, he got $90 million.
No, like I think that was the budget.
Oh,
yeah, you know. And I mean,
man,
I didn't care for that movie at all, but for $90 million, I thought it was a good movie.
He's always been able to do it. He's kind of like Zack Snyder in that aspect, where like he can make a good looking movie.
Yeah.
He can do the job. He's a competent director, as in like technically proficient. He can film it and make it look good, and you know, it's just...
I know he can get the job, but can he do the job?
Yeah, let's find out.
Anyone?
It was Signs, right? That's
and
the one where he goes off the rails, right?
Signs? No.
Signs goes off the rails at the end.
It's debatable.
The Village is the one that people
I like Signs until like the last 5 minutes. Yeah, we're doing this.
Yeah. And then the very end that people didn't like. It was a good movie, but then The Village is where people...
The Village
left,
was the
they jumped ship.
When he...
That was the
when
first
they, when she falls onto the street and almost gets hit by a car, I remember sitting in the theater being like, what?
Well, I remember seeing the commercials for The Village and going, oh, it's actually the modern day.
Yeah.
How did you get that from a commercial?
Because I knew it was M. Night Shyamalan, and I knew that's what they were going to do.
And I was like,
oh, it's going to be like we're going to spend the whole movie in this village, and they're going to turn out that they live in the present day.
Yeah. It was like
a giant cult.
Because he was living up to that reputation. Because I'm 35 and I've watched The Twilight Zone.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like,
it's 35.
You know, he doesn't, you know, he's not mandated to do this every single time.
Right.
Well, in his mind, I think he is.
Well, and that's why Lady in the Water. And there, and
what was
that
the
whole
twist?
Thing
what was the
a,
twist in that?
Well, that it just was like it was his ego. The twist was that his ego was not infallible, and that's why Disney, like they or Touchstone, disassociated, and it was because of that movie. And there's a great article.
That's the Paul Giamatti
one,
right?
Yes,
because he's the hero, right?
No. Shyamalan's the hero.
Yeah, that's what he means.
But when you saw that, because the original trailers, I was like, oh my God, that actually looks pretty good. You got Paul Giamatti. You can't go wrong there.
Is it Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it ends up being that, you know, Paul Giamatti has to convince Shyamalan to be this great writer that changes the world. And Disney were like, this is terrible.
Hey, you're not Stephen King.
And he fought them, and that was the end of that relationship.
Interesting.
Wow.
And it hurt his career.
Yeah.
And that was Welcome to Movie Jail. But he was like, I got another movie. It's about plants.
Oh, I don't know why I
walking off of buildings.
I don't know why I thought he did The Mist. That was Darabont, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I looked it up, and so Split debuted at the AFI Festival last November, so it's been a few months, and so I'm surprised that nothing got out about it in 3 months.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, so But it got a huge reception.
I wonder if they kept some stuff out.
I was kind of wondering that too. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that the next one. Because we don't want to, let's not dance around and accidentally give it away.
They did the same thing with, I think they started doing that with, like, Captain America. Is like, for some of the early screenings, they would keep stuff out.
They did it with Iron Man. The first Iron Man.
Did they?
Yes.
They left that ending out?
At some screenings, yes.
Interesting.
Because some people were like, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Or they just dumb.
Well, no one knew. No one knew. That was the first one. So how would you know to stay?
How did I know that to stick? I must have
for the first one.
They were just like, you need to stick around to the end.
I think people said it once it happened.
Yeah.
So anyway, but Split brought in $38.5 million. And, you know, this is a Blumhouse special. I don't have the budget, but.
Oh, it's a foot rub and a bomb.
$38 million on a Blumhouse film. That's quite a success.
Well, I think The Visit had like a $9 million budget.
Yeah, I bet you this was probably like 15.
I had to be. I mean, it's almost like.
Pretty contained. It's almost like a stage play.
It's almost like 12
I mean,
Cloverfield Lane.
It is. Oh, yeah. That's the movie.
Cloverfield Lane.
Speaking of video recovery, no. I mean, that would be. It's so similar, though.
It's
like
very
the way
similar.
They're trapped in a room and there's something going on. Yeah. You know, I mean,
it's definitely, I don't think they built sets or much.
Yeah.
We had one set.
According to Wikipedia, which is never wrong.
Couldn't be.
It says the budget is $10
million. Yeah. Huh. So there you go. It's very contained. So, and we'll get into that. But I mean, there's not much to it in that. You know, in
how
that
can
regard.
Make a movie for $10 million,
right?
A good
Blumhouse. It's Blumhouse, man.
There's lots of actors in it.
Well, it's one actor. Like they're not.
Yeah.
Those
well,
are the,
I know, but yeah,
people aren't making.
But it's just amazing. I mean, you have an X-Man in it. You know, like he's makes some money.
I think there was probably enough in the role that he was like, he's sick doesn't mean he's not a man. There was enough in the role that he was probably like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Also, I'm curious to see how many days this shot.
Yeah.
Like, how many days? I don't think it was many.
Yeah, I don't think
either. I don't think so.
You know, this wasn't like a 3 month. Like, this wasn't an X-Men shoot.
Right.
No.
This was like probably, you know,
a month,
three weeks.
You think so?
I could see him knocking it out. I think that's part of how they keep the budget down.
Yeah.
And that's part of probably how you get somebody like McAvoy. Like, we only need you for 10 days.
Yeah. Well, I could do
that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, geez.
Can I turn it up to 11?
Yeah.
We'd actually prefer if you did 12.
Yeah. Done.
Can 24.
Can I use this my sizzle reel to show range?
Yeah.
And I feel like McAvoy, too, isn't really, like, you know, A-list. Like,
no,
he was a big part of the X-Men movies, but he's not the reason you went to see X-Men movies.
He doesn't open a film.
I think that will help him achieve that.
Yeah, definitely.
But, no, I totally get it. But my point is $10 million, to your point, it's like $10 million is nothing. And so I'm saying at least you have one big movie star actor.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like, and then you've got catering and other actors and lights. And you know what I mean? So like $10 million is nothing. You even take his $1 or $2 million out. That's eight. What do you do with that? And it's amazing.
He probably, you would suspect maybe he cut it back.
Yeah. It might be on these smaller movies.
Suckers.
So anyway, but yeah, so no foreign release yet, but $38.5 million opening weekend, number one on a $10 million budget.
That's
so
pretty good.
Blumhouse strikes again. Anytime I see that at the beginning of a movie, I'm just like, you know how he does it.
Yeah.
And, he's usually, you know, on point, you know.
I mean, they definitely have their share of misses, but
it's
their
like
misses
a couple, though.
But their misses don't go to theaters.
Yeah.
Their misses are like straight to digital.
Oh,
and
I
then
see.
And even that
and they don't lose
losses.
Money.
No. Yeah, exactly.
What are their misses though? The Lazarus effect and what the latest
You mean like in theaters?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
If it is going to be released in theaters, they have the Lazarus effect and what one of those horror
was
movies.
Else that, what, that
was it Annabelle or was it Paranormal
Annabelle. No, Paranormal Activity was. It was the last Paranormal Activity
one.
Where they gave them like a $20 million budget. And
they way upped the budget.
Yeah.
So it's like they have like two misses, but think about all the $5 and $2 million movies
that
they've made $100 million on.
Give me that Halloween movie.
So
it should be out this year. I think it comes out this year.
And he is working with Carpenter.
Carpenter's got a creative credit and executive producer credit.
It's a good team up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll see. But anyway, so Split opening to a very nice box office. And that is against number two, XXX, The Return of Xander Cage.
Xander?
So you have to say it. XXX,
I gotcha, I gotcha.
The Return of Xander Cage.
So let's, that
see,
first,
they're clever with their.
Is that what they are? Yeah. That first one was what, like 99? It was the same year as the first Fast and the Furious.
I'm pretty sure he was less than 60 years old in the first one.
That's
so that's
true.
All
it was a while because I was
99 and 01.
I was in radio when it came out.
Oh, really?
It was a long time ago.
Man.
What better time for a sequel?
Yeah.
Well, this is the second sequel.
This is the second sequel.
With him.
Yeah. This is the third sequel, or the third movie.
This is the third movie.
Yeah. Right.
Second with him. Right. For a second one had Ice Cube.
Yeah. Correct. So it's,
Now, was Cube in this one?
I always thought that was the rumors that he was supposed to show up in this one. But I don't know.
since we aren't reviewing it, I have no interest in seeing this movie.
Oh, no. It looks awful. It looks like Escape from L.A. level awful.
Do you guys remember the first trailer for XXX, this one? That came out with, you never see his face because it's a stuntman in the entire thing.
Yeah. Of course it is.
He's skiing down hills and he's jumping on a motorcycle.
He's skiing on dirt.
And then at the very end of the trailer, he's like, yeah, I'm back.
Yeah.
I saw this trailer and the next Furious movie, like back to back. And I remember sitting in the theater and I was like, I couldn't shake my head no anymore. I was giving myself whiplash. I was just like, no.
I'll tell you what, at least they're doing something different with that Furious movie. It's not like, we're family. Like, no, he's the bad guy now. I was like, well,
we're ex-family.
We're no longer family.
We're triple X family.
Oh, I guarantee you're going to hear about family.
Plus, Kurt Russell.
But with that XXX trailer, though, just to go back real quick to that, it's like, not only was he like doing a ski jump, he was doing like a triple axel, like he's flipping and spinning, and it looks like a sizzle reel
It's
like, what?
It's important to point out that this is not on snow.
Like,
right off the bat, I was like, well, this is stupid.
Vin Diesel doesn't need snow for skiing.
First second, I'm like, well, that's dumb.
Yeah, Vin Diesel's an interesting dude. Like, he does some, you know, he's like, I love those Riddick movies. I'll put up my house for
it. We don't.
Yeah. Nobody does. It's just you, buddy.
I have never been so vocally.
I like Pitch Black.
Pitch Black is good.
No, I did too. Yeah. But that third one that we all saw.
It's not,
I think that was the first time I was like, I realized I was really loud in the theater because I couldn't stop moaning. And not a good way.
I was next to you.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
And I was like, Dan, get a room.
I can't take it anymore.
Joe, but you're forgetting about Vin Diesel's special superpower that he has.
Which is what?
From Riddick. You forgot about his most amazing superpower.
He will turn a lesbian gay or straight.
Yes.
Well, yeah. He can cure lesbians.
He can cure lesbianism. Katie Sackhoff, right?
Katie Sackhoff.
And you see her off.
Yeah, you see her boobs in that movie.
Sack off was true.
That's true.
It was.
He's like, sack off.
Literally.
Off. And Vin Diesel's like, give me another shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can make you love me. I am Groot. No, Vin, it's the wrong movie.
Yeah.
Is that him doing the voice for two?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
As a little baby?
And they just modified it?
Tuned it down.
See, I was wondering. I'm like, well, maybe they didn't pay him to do it because the voice is so different.
It's him.
They did. Okay.
That's funny. That first 30 seconds of that trailer, I'm in. Yeah. Like, obviously, I was in anyway. But like that was funny. Like,
you have convinced me.
Yeah, I know
that this property might just work.
It might work.
I'll give you a chance, sir.
I refuse to not be on that podcast, Brian. I'm going to be here for that
buddy.
One.
It's not like I was like, hey, I'd like to come in and audition for Joe's role.
Yeah. Yeah, he slashed your tires. He was saying racist stuff. He was really bringing the heat.
Come
he's like,
on.
I can be Joe.
I got a shtick, damn it.
All right, so.
I think that was actually the last time I saw Blake.
Us too.
Same for you guys.
So anyway, XXX made $19.4 million. Budget on this one, $85 million.
Oh my god!
Yikes. Couldn't afford snow.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, 19 on an 85, but
it's an action movie. They'll release it
foreign.
Overseas.
Oh, it's gonna
they're gonna be fine,
bucks.
Especially for $85 million.
How do you? That's true.
Yeah, they'll make $85 million one country.
Like, when that came out, like the X Games and extreme sports was a thing.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's also 2017 now. That's not a thing anymore.
It was the 90s, right? Now it should be axe spray.
Didn't you know?
He wears affliction shirts all the time. That's all he wears.
When Vin Diesel does the ski jump and does the backflip, it does a slow motion. He turns the Mountain Dew over to the side, smiles and winks.
It's Mountain Dew code red.
Yeah. Like, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Got some Taco Bell fire sauce.
Yeah.
Taco Bell. Is he squirting it in midair?
Yeah.
The fire sauce onto the taco.
Yeah.
Never mind.
You have missed your calling, sir.
Yeah. So, anyway, moving on. Hidden Figures, still staying quite high at the box office. Fifth week in release, and it's made $16.9 million.
Figures?
Yep. Every time, I've tried to not say anything every single time, because I know it's just how you say it.
It's a colloquialism.
It's figures. Say figures.
Figures.
You say figures.
Figures. Figures.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's hidden figures. You say figures.
That's how hidden
it's
your
way.
It's almost offensive.
It's your way.
That's how I say figures. Hey,
right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, incorrectly. Right,
we hear you. If you keep
it's
saying it.
Figures?
It's figures.
It's figures. Way.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, it's not intentional. I mean, that's
no,
how
I know. I absolutely know it's not. Yeah.
Figures.
Like, my grandfather used to call, he used to put film in the camera.
Yeah, my mom, same way. Yeah. Film.
Film.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I need some batteries.
You literally taught me something new. Some I had
batteries.
No idea it's pronounced figures.
Batteries and film.
Yeah.
Film.
You've said figures. It's been like 3 weeks. I was yeah. like, you know what?
Okay.
Huh. I'll let it go. I gave you enough crap.
If it were a different movie, would you have said anything?
Yes.
Yes.
You would have?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
If it was a different movie, you wouldn't be saying figures.
Well, there's like, more movies
like
with
Split.
Figures oh. in the title. Yeah. If it were, if I said Hannibal, would you be saying the same thing?
No.
It's figures. It's figures.
Oh, thank you.
Just call it Hidden Fences, like the lady from the Today
yeah,
Show.
Yeah, you know what? At least
man,
I, at least
that
I
was
the, Michael Keaton.
The look, man, the Michael look Keaton. On his face. When she was like, "Oh, you're nominated for Hidden Fences," and he's just like,
"But he was very respect." No, he, yeah. he was really.
He didn't say anything wrong, but you could definitely see the look on his
like,
face.
Well,
where it was like,
you could see the gears turning.
Yeah, he's like,
but like,
"What movie was
he
I
didn't
in?
Go. Excuse me. You know, he was just let it
no,
roll.
No, he was.
It was
yeah,
good,
he's
yeah.
also he's also pretty media savvy too.
Well, he's happy.
He's always happy.
So yeah.
make
clap
him
your hands.
Make him money on the one yeah. song.
Oh man, that must be making him a billionaire. But no, anyway, number three, Hidden Figures, and. Right.
It,
did I not
close
do it
enough.
Right?
Close enough, Kevin.
You got it. You got it.
You're
man.
Good, buddy. Yeah. You're all right.
Come I on. Said figures.
We'll fix it in post.
It's going to be Tom's
no,
voice.
No, we'll do it live.
Hidden Figures.
We'll do it live.
It'll be Hidden Bacall.
All right. Let me so, try to get this. I'm going to get
NASA
this.
NASA movie.
Yeah. Well, we still have another one of these to record.
Yeah. Number three, Hidden Figures.
Hey.
Fifth time's a charm.
Fifth week in release, so it's doing quite well at number three, $16.9 million, only a 19% drop. It is up to $84.8, almost $85 million.
That's great.
No foreign release on this yet, but a $25 million budget.
That's awesome.
So triple its budget already, 5 weeks, and it's still
that's what happens when you make a good
staying
movie.
Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Well, not always.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But it
sometimes.
Helps. It increases the likelihood
yeah, correct,
of it.
Correct, yeah.
Let's hear it. Number four, Sing. So that's Joe. You saw
man,
that?
Yeah,
you loved it.
No, I did not.
$8.4 million, a 41% drop. That is also in week five, but I'm still staying strong. That one did take a 41% drop, so it is dropping a little quickly. But I mean, I guess as far as kids' movies
there's
go, it's what's out. So yeah. it's still
I'm
making.
I'm actually
a ton
surprised
of
that it's as high as it is, given that Moana's still out.
Yeah, but that's
but
coming
I guess
on
Moana
Blu-ray
is,
next month.
Oh, it is?
So, yeah, and Moana had like a 2 or 3 week jump on it.
I guess
it.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I mean, it,
and maybe
yeah.
a month. That
yeah,
came
it was
out
a good
Sing.
Moana came out really
right.
strong.
Yeah.
You have
oh,
like,
yeah.
You have like a month or less for Blu-ray, so they're getting ready. I mean, they've already, you know, kind of transitioned it. Yeah.
Gearing
so,
the machine up.
Sing does have another about 170 million foreign, so it's up over 400 million worldwide on a $75 million budget.
I think video is going to... probably for Sing is going to do pretty well because from what I've heard, it doesn't sound like it's that cohesive of an actual story and just more
soundtrack.
Yeah.
I would say it's
some people
songs,
like
it,
put right? it on and their kids will, yay, and then they'll like, turn yeah. it off and they'll come back to it later. It's not like they lost.
No.
You
no.
know?
Yeah, it was
it didn't take them
boring.
Out of the story.
No.
No.
So, talk about an increase though. La La Land number five. Obviously, the Golden Globes wins and all that buzz surrounding it is making it some money because it's made $8.2 million in week seven. But it's up to $89 million total. And then if you look over on the foreign side, it's got another almost $55 million. So I mean, it's up to close to approaching $140 million on a $30 million budget. I remember when that was just a narrow release and was you know making a $3 million here, $3 million
it's gonna,
there.
It's going to win all the Oscars, and I'm kind of siding with Brian's path on this. One.
thank you.
So is it
going to win all
good,
the
backlash?
I think it's going to win all the Oscars. Yeah. It's going to sweep them. But
had it not gotten so much attention, would there not be as much backlash? I mean, are people just getting angry that it's like people are gushing so much over it?
Well, I mean, Hollywood loves Hollywood. They always do.
Right.
And we've always seen these Hollywood love Hollywood movies and like The Artist. And then, you know, people are like, they drop off. And I think this one's going to, you know, it's going to drop off a lot. The musical numbers are fantastic. I just think this it's you know.
It's funny that you mentioned the artist because most people usually don't anymore. You know, nobody really talks
about
the artist.
Who's ever talked
anymore?
About the artist since the one
because, because everybody's like, whoa.
Do you think
maybe we got a little too like they were like, the girl is so hot, she's so funny, and then they're like, well, she's kind of not. You know? Afterwards, they're like, oh man, well, okay, but I asked her out again. You know, I just let it die.
Do you think that the Golden Globes like would push that movie forward? Like, do you think enough people watch the Golden Globes are like, oh, I didn't see Lyle. Oh, really?
Golden Globes is just all celebrity.
Yeah, Golden Globes is it's really not to be taken seriously.
Yeah, it's a party. Right, that's right. All. But the thing is, though, it won 7. Like, whether or not they watched it, it doesn't matter. It won 7 Golden Globes. Right. Like, that's on
so
all the marketing.
People are going to talk
people
about
gonna,
that.
People are going to, oh my God, it was nominated for 7. It won 7. Like, that's all.
Yeah.
It's such a great marketing campaign.
But, I mean, they should call them the Backpat Awards. Because
I was thinking the same thing.
It's like the Golden
time of year, it's always good for like good wind flow because there's so much backpack.
Yeah, I mean they put them on the, you know, you'll see it on the ads and stuff like that, and you know, in the newspaper ads.
Yeah,
you wouldn't they had newspapers, but now you'll see them on, you know,
IMDb has. Yeah, 7,
anytime I see those, I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know. Golden Globes, and I still, you know, Tom.
I feel like it's like the Blockbuster Movie Awards.
Pia Zadora.
Yeah, what's that?
Pia Zadora. Just look her up.
Yeah, she won a Golden Globe for a movie called Butterfly.
Yeah.
And the movie hadn't been released yet.
Yeah.
Like, no one had seen it. Like, not even, it hadn't been screened for critics. But she was married to a very, very wealthy businessman.
Interesting.
And the rumor's always been that he bought her the award. She won, Best Actress at the Golden Globes. Yeah. This would have been, 84?
Yeah. It was.
And, and she's actually one of the small children in Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And,
interesting.
Yeah. In fact, if you watch, I can't remember if it's the cinematic Titanic or the Mystery Science Theater version where they riff on that movie. When her name comes up on the screen, somebody, one of them says, "He's like, that used to be funny, but I don't remember why." And but she had made this movie called Butterfly, which is just atrocious.
Oh, really?
And I think the thing that's, have you seen the movie?
Yes.
Do you remember the one scene?
Yes.
The hose?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Like, yeah.
What?
Yes, of course I do. There's like, that's all like, you, there's a scene where she gets raped.
Yeah.
With a hose?
A hose?
Like a hose. Like somebody
like a sentient? Oh, there's somebody.
No, yeah, no. Like, you keep your, like, you keep your fan fiction to yourself over there. Boy, he's really bucking for your gig,
Joe. I know. I got to step it up.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, what are you doing after the show?
Yeah.
I want to talk about a few things.
Okay, is this hose Puerto Rican, maybe? Like, and so,
I mean, typical
Jose.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. That review is going to be
confused.
That review is going to be deleted after this show, just so you know.
But there's a scene where she gets sexually assaulted and somebody like shoves a hose.
Oh,
yeah. And then turns it on.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
And she won Best Actress.
That was a step too far for Brian.
Yeah. Nobody saw this movie.
And nobody,
that's crazy.
Like, nobody could have seen the movie.
She's so bad, and this movie's so bad that people are rethinking like Bolero with Bo Derek. They're like, wow, that was actually really, really good.
Okay, so the only reason I know what that is because I watched that Canon documentary.
Uh-huh.
And that is a big part of the documentary.
Oh, well, that movie is basically just like when they did the remake of Tarzan. They're just like, you know, Tin, you know, Bo Derek has that, you know, sort of like she's the idealized woman in Tin.
Right.
And they have a scene with her. And then they're like, you know what? If we could just make a whole movie with her just naked, and they just, I don't know, Tarzan's in it. And, you know, and then they did.
Yeah.
And it was like, everybody's like, wow, this is incredible.
Yeah. It got made.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And it's terrible.
Yeah.
But this Pia Zadora movie.
Okay. Now I almost want to watch it again and do a special episode.
Of Tarzan?
No, of Butterfly.
I was really more excited about Tarzan. Yeah.
So going back to La La Land, if you want to talk about the Golden Globes and what effect they might have, I mean, the movie opened, you know, very narrow release, but it had grossed $1.2 million. Then the next week, you know, people talked about it, still stayed really strong, $7 million. And then it gets nominations for Golden Globes. Next week, $24.7 million, up from $7. And then the next week, $41.6 million, Golden Globe win, and then $60 million. Just and keeps, now $81 million.
It just keeps trucking, man.
So,
I mean, I have no doubt it's gonna do really well at the Oscars.
You think he's gonna win?
I don't know if he'll win.
You think she's going to win?
Maybe.
All right.
But
like her case is stronger than his case.
Her case is definitely stronger. But yeah, it's yeah.
We'll see.
Hollywood
loves Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
When I told Leanna it was a musical, she was like, never mind.
But it's only like a half musical.
Yeah, you know,
that's the thing is it's like, if you don't like musicals, it's not like every single dialogue is told, there's acting, there's just regular dialogue and drama, and then there will be music part, then there's more, you know, so it's interesting how it's not.
Let's just say my wife, when we watched it, it was like, I was watching the last Pitch Black movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, she hadn't. She was like, ugh.
That was like when we started watching Into the Woods, and they do that first song, and we both go, damn it.
Yeah, no, she likes musicals, and it has nothing to do with that. She just was like, meh.
That movie, Into the Woods, was so bad. How did they screw that up so much?
I don't know, but they found a way.
It was just awful.
They even had Anna Kendrick in it.
Life finds had a way. Meryl Streep in it, right?
I'll do Ellie's review for
it. Did?
Emily she's the witch.
Yeah. She's the,
yeah. Ellie's review would be Blah Blah Land.
Yeah.
Nice.
Blah Blah Bland.
That's what.
Blah Blah Bland.
Yeah, that's why she's coming on the show.
There you go.
Blah Blah Bland.
Blah Blah Bland.
Number six. This is a surprise. Didn't we just review this movie last week? Monster Trucks.
Oh, I was like, Live by Night?
Yeah. Well, have we gotten there yet?
Nope.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Monster Trucks is still at the theater?
Oh, my God, you guys. Yeah, so Monster Trucks is number six with $6.4 million in week two. It's a 41% drop. It has made $20 million on its $125 million budget.
No way. Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Why would they do that?
$125 million budget
like,
on
like
that.
Like, Lucas Till is a terrible actor, but also not a name that you can invest that sort of money into.
Also, well, I think it was middle-aged.
It was the concept.
What's that?
It was the concept.
Also middle-aged.
It was.
No, he's like a 20-something guy.
It was supposed to be animated. This was supposed to be completely
fully animated.
Okay. And I honestly was thinking about it afterwards. I was like, It probably would have been better.
I think so. I think you could have suspended your disbelief so much more if it's complete animation. Okay. Speaking of animation, so Sony is doing Spider-Man, an animated Spider-Man with Miles Morales.
Mm-hmm.
Does Marvel have a stake in that too? Like, does Marvel have creative control over the animated one?
I don't think that.
You mean
is
the,
tied into
I don't know if
the MCU at all.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they have any of the consulting.
That's what I'm saying.
Stake?
Like,
if
it's put out by Marvel Studios, they're not going to have that. You know,
yeah. The thing is, like, I don't know. Nobody knows.
I don't think it's. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, with what they're doing with the new movie, it's basically it's a Marvel movie and
with the
Sony gets the money,
right?
Yeah,
but it's a Marvel movie.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that comes out this summer.
Hmm. And Sony were like,
we'll get
all the money.
All the money.
Do we get to use that guy as a producer?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. And they're going to...
Is he expensive? No, he's free.
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and sell Columbia as well.
That's my impersonation of a Sony executive right now. Hey, remember, it's after all the email leaks, so it would be like that guy.
He was the security guard.
Yeah, it was Jimmy.
Now he's the head of...
Jimmy's awesome. And Jimmy's like, well, okay.
Yeah, it sounds like a good deal. They make good movies.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kevin, did your son see Monster Trucks?
No.
I just wonder what it's like from a kid's perspective.
I didn't talk to any of them, but it wouldn't be much use because literally they never sat down or paid attention to it. The kids around the theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kid to the right stood up, jumped around, left. The kid to the left, I think, left to go get concessions, play arcade games, came back like 30 minutes later. People behind me were just, no. I mean, it was, no one cared.
I had two kids kind of behind me, and one like just kind of disappeared for a while.
Yeah.
The other kid was just kind of like, well, okay.
Seriously, he must have went to the arcade and came back. It was like 25 minutes. I'm like, oh, they left. No, he came back.
Yeah, he had to poop.
It's crazy.
Yeah, well, better than this movie. But anyway, yeah. So,
if I had to poop, I would probably like this movie more. But like, man, I was able to poop and I totally knew what was happening.
Yeah, I didn't miss a beat.
You really should have timed that better, Dan.
I know.
But so, second week in release, like $20 million on a $125 for Monster Trucks. Number
and who
six.
Who put that out?
Nickelodeon, Paramount.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Number seven, though, Star Wars. That's Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. It brought in another $6.3 million, which is a 53% drop. But, I mean, you know, it's been up for quite a bit. It's up to $511 million domestic. And you're talking about another almost $500 million foreign. So it has just about crossed the billion-dollar mark. It's at like $990 million. After this week, it will be $1 billion. 6 weeks.
This was the one that everybody's like, well, we'll see.
Yeah, right. That was, though. Like, right. To me, that was the test. Sure. Until you realize that it's going to back up against, you know, A New Hope.
I don't think,
and they passed.
I honestly don't know if Disney was thinking like this was going to make a billion.
You don't think they?
I don't think they could just be like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, money in the bank.
Was it Harrison Ford doing his best Jeff Daniels impression?
Jeff Daniels.
On the way here, we were talking about it, and he was like, "Oh yeah," he's like, "I just watched Episode 4." And I feel like Harrison Ford is doing his best Jeff Daniels impression. And I just let him keep going. I was like, Jeff Daniels, huh? That's a, all right. And he was like, wait, Jeff Bridges. That makes more sense. I was like, Jeff Daniels? The guy from Dumb and Dumber? Yeah. I'm like, I trust your opinion, so I just let you keep going. I thought I knew what you were talking about.
That guy from the profound video my aunt shared on Facebook? Him?
Oh, where he's pooping.
Yes. Yeah, that's a lot.
Then he can't flush because the toilet's broke. Yeah, you see.
Anyway, $1 billion basically. So 6 weeks of release. That's
I think the real test is going to be Han Solo.
I don't know the real test.
But I mean, like, it's going to be a character.
Oh, now an actual.
A character that we know.
And to Tom's point, we've talked about the studio as our auteur. It's like we've been playing this game with Marvel so long. It's like I'm not even playing it anymore.
Yeah.
Now the real test will be Ant-Man.
There is no. Yeah.
Now the test will be Doctor Strange.
I don't think we can doubt. Like until they give us a reason to doubt them, you're just wasting your energy. Just see what happens because it's not even.
It's like they've got a team full of guys. It's like they got a baseball team and everybody's on steroids. So it doesn't matter who it is.
It's like
they're all hitting home
runs. It's like they have a DeLorean and they went to the future to find the movie almanac and they just know exactly what's gonna. I mean,
who should we get?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Well, who should we cast? Let's see.
In 2054, we cast this guy in Star Wars Episode 23 and they
made
$5 billion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lando, we should put Lando. Yeah.
But in 2053, movie tickets cost $1 billion.
Ooh.
That's true.
Hollywood still has a made to die.
They just beam them into your head at that point.
That would be weird to see, but probably. So anyway, I think they just turned a profit on that one. So unfortunately, someone's going to have to pay taxes over at Lucasfilm. Sorry about that.
Where does that rank for the year, for 2016?
It has to be at the very top. 2016 yearly, let me tell you this.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. 2016 Rogue One was number one with 500. Okay. Well, I don't know if they're like continuing on, but
that's the way they usually
do
it. It's like it's released in 2016, everything after whatever.
Yeah, so it says 506, but it was still pretty high. I mean, it's only a few weeks, and I'm going to say it was probably like, well, Finding Dory is way gone from theaters, and it has 486, and Rogue One is on top of that, so I would think that they wouldn't keep adding. Like, it wouldn't be fair to the movies that aren't in theaters if they change their position. So I don't know how it's calculated, but $500 million, number one, and then Finding Dory, 486, so both owned by Disney. Number three, Captain America Civil War, 408, also owned by Disney.
Man, that came out early in the year, too, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it March?
Yeah.
Or was it May?
May, I think.
If you look at worldwide, the top five movies are all Disney.
Yeah.
Worldwide, it goes Captain America with $1.1 billion, Finding Dory with just over $1 billion, Zootopia with just over $1 billion, Rogue One with $989, which will obviously top $1 billion, and then Jungle Book with $966 million, and then Secret Life of Pets, and then Batman versus Superman. And there's a big drop from Jungle Book is $966, Secret Life of Pets is $875.
What was Batman? What was their final total?
$873.
Man.
And then Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Deadpool, Suicide Squad.
And somewhere in the world right now, Michael Eisner is still thinking that they're not making all the right decisions.
He's not working anymore, is he? He's gone.
No, he's been gone for a while.
But he didn't move to another studio or anything, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody would have him.
Oh, I guess that's true, yeah.
I mean, I'm not an Eisner hater. He saved that studio.
He did, right.
But there also came a time where he
almost killed that studio.
Where he almost killed, it was time for him to go.
What was the most egregious thing that he did? Like, was there
being prepared to let Pixar go away?
Yes. Yeah. Is that right?
That was the nail in his coffin.
It killed him.
And
during what time? What movie came out around that time?
Cars.
Cars was the last.
Cars would have been the last of the Disney Pixar movies.
And
because the famous story is that they went to Eisner and they were like, we could do Toy Story 2 or we could give you
Toy Story 3.
3 at that point.
Yeah.
Or we can give you Ratatouille or we can give you Cars. And they started to do the pitch on each movie and he's like, I'll take Cars.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's like, I already own the characters for Toy Story, so if I only got one movie left, and yeah, I don't need that. And he's like, and nobody wants to buy toy rats, but everybody, everybody wants to buy toy cars, so yeah. I can make more money.
Still,
on
I can
cars.
Make them cute yeah. cars.
When did yeah. that freaking movie come out? Cars 2. Give me a year on that.
Cars 20... 2 or Cars 2 or Cars 1?
Cars 2. 1.
Yeah.
Oh. When did that movie come out?
About
2012?
Three years ago, maybe?
Is that right? Man, no. I feel like it was longer than that.
No, it was longer than that.
Go to Target and like, still see the Cars 2.
Oh, yeah. 2011.
Okay.
Yeah. 2011.
Cars 2?
Cars 2 came out.
See, I was thinking 2012. 2011, and it is 2017. Well, go to the yeah. stores and
I,
see those
I
toys.
I think they knew that but, they had. I don't, but I mean, there's still a Snow White toy. There's yeah. still, you know, like those.
Well, yeah, but
those,
there's.
The Cars characters have now
but
joined.
But Snow White
I would beg to differ.
But I think the difference yeah. is Snow White is typically like, it's part of a larger line
oh,
of princess
those
toys.
Those are your princess yeah. toys. You're going to okay. stock them, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, go
Buzz Lightyear or Woody.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah. This is Cars 2. It's not like, here's the Cars franchise. They say Cars 2, the movie 2. It's like
that's
a movie
weird.
Toy. It's
that's
not,
I wonder why they would leave
not
that,
branded
the,
as like, Cars.
The 2 on there.
Yeah, so it's
not
like,
just branded as
but
Cars.
But Eisner, you know, it wasn't just losing. I mean, he had...
No,
he had all... I mean, the whole Pixar thing, which was pretty much, at that point, all of, you know... the commercial media and all the internet were all like, this is a terrible idea.
Right.
And then, and Pixar were, they were professional, but they were very, as transparent as could be about like, yeah, they've talked to other studios and yeah, they want to make another Toy Story, but they'll go ahead and just make it without us. And
yeah.
And everybody's like, that sounds terrible. and I think even, Tom Hanks might have said,
like,
you know,
not with me, you won't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And then wow. on the other side of things, Roy Disney was also pretty successful in a campaign against Eisner.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you had actually a Disney heir.
Yeah.
And so, like, it just all collapsed on top of Eisner,
yeah.
and the board were like, or you're going to go.
Yeah, we'll get the guy from Pixar.
And we'll get that guy. And we're going to put him in front. We're going to have him in charge of... we're going to keep Pixar. And we'll put him in charge of animation. Yeah. And you know what? He's in charge of Imagineering, too.
Yeah.
Do the whole thing. Well, because if you look at it at that point, like, you know, look at what feature animation had done versus what Pixar had
yeah.
done. And
yes.
Pixar was just...
kicking the bejesus out of everything.
Yeah, everything they did was an instant classic. They yep. hadn't had a misfire. And meanwhile, the end Eisner's running is giving you Brother Bear.
Yes.
Yeah, they're trying to copy the Pixar look.
Emperor's
but it
New Groove.
I like that movie.
You might have got... But
comparatively...
Right.
They're you know, business, sure. you know.
Bolt.
Yeah, that was
Chicken
bad.
Little.
Chicken Little's not bad.
Chicken Little wasn't
they're
bad.
They're not
but,
bad.
But it was
but,
just...
But
good.
Exactly. When you compare them to Toy Story
these movies
right.
are,
Monsters, Inc. And,
yeah, they're
and,
not in yeah. the catalog of the classics.
Yeah, right.
They're not going in the vault. You know, they're not...
I have all... All of those. Every single one that they've released on Blu-ray, and then I like Around Bolt and Brother Bear and I don't know, Chicken Little. I was like, I still haven't gotten
Meet
them,
the yeah. Robinsons.
That's a really good movie too.
That's
a Disney movie.
Snooze fest.
No.
I like Chicken Little, but
I think the message that's got a really good message.
I had to get a copy of that for my daughter because she saw it and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, I think Disney's doing all right. Congratulations on 2012,
yeah,
largest box
okay.
office of all time. I think $8 billion,
and it's only gonna Jeez. Like we've got Star Wars this year.
Yep,
right.
Star
like,
Wars every year.
Episode
you know?
7.
Yeah,
no, 8 is this year.
Yeah,
so you know,
Star Wars Land.
Yeah, yeah. Star Wars Land.
So number 8, Patriots Day, brought in another $5.6 million. That's its fifth week in release, a 52% drop. It brings it to $23 million domestic. It only had a few million overseas, so it's up over $20 million worldwide. $45 million budget. So, I mean, the movie, I saw it. It's phenomenal. I just think the subject matter, I mean, it's been 3 years.
Yeah.
It's so real, and you remember just watching this on the news. So yeah. I do. That's the same thing going into it. I wasn't going to see it and ended up, but I was like, I don't want to watch that. You know, it's just,
yeah.
But man, it is probably Peter Berg's best film. It is just
that's
amazing.
Good.
So anyway, it's a good movie. If you ever want to check it out, I would recommend it, but unfortunately, it's not faring too well at the box office. Number 9, The Bye Bye Man. That's a horror one, right?
Yeah.
That's
Yep.
You know, that's in week 2. It made another $3.6 million this week, a 73% drop.
What's that rated?
It's got to be rated R.
Can imagine R.
I think it's PG-13.
Really?
I think.
PG-13, you're right.
They don't make rated R horror movies anymore for theaters.
So like the kids can all go.
That's exactly this, it. They
it
don't
looked
need to.
Like a It Follows?
Kind of.
Rip off?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, the poster even looks like...
Almost like Babadook.
Yeah, that's interesting
that's
how they
didn't go. Like, that's a, that found its life on digital.
Yeah.
Like, right. it had a theatrical release, but man, I didn't see it till digital.
But again, right. you know, this is horror. This movie came out 2 weeks ago. It's made $20 million. It has a $7.4 million budget.
Yeah. No.
Like, these guys, I mean, even though it's dropping quickly, like, it's going to have video, but also they're making their profit back.
But if that's rated R, that doesn't make that money. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, because it's PG-13,
right.
you reach a broader audience.
Yeah.
But yeah, they don't really make rated R theater, quote unquote theater.
Which is weird
anymore.
Because that's so counterintuitive that horror has always been violent and bloody and rated R.
There was The Run, obviously. But I feel like Saw kind of killed that, pun intended. Where like the torture porn stuff is like they don't do that anymore.
But regular horror though is still rated R, even though it wasn't torture porn. Like I mean,
yeah. But after that first Saw, everything was torture porn.
Yeah,
it was like Hostel.
It was a bad run. Right?
Yeah, everything like that. Yeah. They had
and
to,
that's why I'm so glad
top.
Horror's coming back. Like,
yeah,
because
yeah.
it's not good that
horror.
Anymore, yeah. and it's actually good. Yeah,
if you want it, it's out there. Like there are some good slasher flicks that are still coming out. It's on digital, but they're there if you want to see them. Just not in theaters.
Gotcha. And rounding out the top 10, Sleepless. That's the Jamie Foxx movie. It's in its second week in release and already in number 10. $3.4 million. It's a 59% drop. It's only at a little under $15 million total, domestic, worldwide included. No budget on that, but $15 million.
It looks like they just photoshopped the dark blue cover. That like Kurt Russell, like bad cop movie. Like it looks like that's almost the exact same.
Just about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it kind of looked like it was a Taken movie. Like,
I think he's a cop and his daughter gets kidnapped.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of reminded me of like it's Jamie Foxx doing the Taken thing, kind of.
Which
and
is now becoming a series.
It's a TV show
on NBC.
Yeah.
It's a prequel. So it's how he got his skills.
Oh,
and then,
but well, it's not Liam Neeson.
No.
I was going to say, how many more times can your daughter get kidnapped before...
Start put lock that kid like, up and throw away the
before
key.
You bear some responsibility.
wasn't he kidnapped in the second one?
No. His wife. It was
wife
and
daughter.
His daughter.
Did, yeah.
So Famke Jensen and
was it
his
the third
daughter.
One then?
I didn't see the third one.
I saw the third one. One of them, he was... Yeah. She had the... His daughter had to save him.
Yeah, I think...
That's fantastic.
I mean, I really enjoyed the first one, and then I saw the second one, I was like, okay,
that's what worries me about John Wick.
I think you're going to probably...
Yeah.
I'm less worried about
John
that.
John Wick looks phenomenal.
Because John Wick, basically, all it was is like, look, this guy's really a good shot.
Yeah, right.
And so we're going to just have that. They didn't say, oh, here's a... You know, they didn't have to have a complex, you know, layered story.
Oh, no, they were really smart. They're like, are you back?
Yeah, it's revenge.
Back. Right.
And that was it.
He killed his puppy.
And the next hour and a half was him just...
Getting
you know,
revenge.
Really,
he obviously,
really
he
well
learned,
done
he learned
action.
His lesson, though. Like, in this one, he was like, I'm not getting a beagle. Like, I'm going to get a pit bull, and we'll take care of this right now.
And it was just really well done action.
Yeah,
so
it really
it's like the expectation is like, more of that, please?
Yeah, hopefully. That's the, you know, I don't need more backstory with him and his, him and his wife.
And it's got Lawrence Fishburne in it.
Yeah. Oh, it does, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So it's like, oh, hey, cool.
Is
Cowboy
the,
Curtis?
Is the lead in the Taken series the guy who played Abraham Lincoln in Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter?
Oh, I don't know. If
I can
it is,
only
that's
hope.
So good.
I that can only
be,
hope.
Because
yeah.
I feel like they, you know, they resemble each other.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Please let that be a thing.
Yeah.
Must be.
And it looks like Sleepless with Jamie Foxx has a $30 million budget. So $15 million and it's leaving the top 10. I don't think they quite hit what they wanted. It
seemed like
that
was a direct to video.
Yeah.
Bet you there are a lot of disappointed middle aged female moviegoers in the city of Seattle right now.
That was a long way around, but it was worth
it.
Thank you. Thank you.
They're like, this must be a prequel.
Well, I don't understand what's going on there.
I have like two tickets to Sleepless. What city?
Why aren't there any Louis Armstrong songs?
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on.
So that's the box office.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
I guess on that note, we will go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Brian. You can find me on Twitter at Lord Spaffington.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, BUTTS21.
Or in Brian's car most days.
I drove.
by the way.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue the conversation online, you can do so at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. I mean, you could probably also do it other places, but we would be unaware of it. Yeah. So if you would like it to be seen by us, that would probably
don't
be.
Don't tell me where to have my discussions, yeah. Tom.
I'll talk about your podcast wherever I goddamn well please.
It's written on a bathroom stall.
Yes. Yeah.
For a good time, listen to Real Spoilers.
Did I ever tell you the movie thing I saw on a. I posted a picture on Facebook years ago, and it was I was like, this is the most offensive bathroom graffiti I've ever seen. And someone had
what was that?
I don't know.
Just turn off
is that
Skype?
The bathroom stall? someone had written on the bathroom stall, Toy Story 2 was just okay.
Was just okay.
I was like, you, sir, are a sociopath.
Sick man.
That's an amazing burn. Yeah. So good.
I expect racist diatribes in the shitter. Yeah. But don't you talk trash about Toy Story 2, you sick fuck.
I love it. They didn't just go, it sucks. Right. I love that.
It was just okay.
It was just
because you
okay.
can't say that. I think if you tried to write Toy Story 2 sucks, it would be like
liar liar. I just can't do it. Yeah. Yeah. Were you looking at it like Nicolas Cage in 8mm, where you're just like, oh god.
It took a second because it was scratched into the paint, and yeah. So it took a second for me to be like, but that can't say it didn't. You know how like they talk about how when Columbus first sailed to America and like the Native Americans didn't even see the ships because yeah. their brains couldn't process it. It was such yeah. an alien that's what looking at this bathroom stall was like for me.
It's like in Westworld.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen it. I'm watching.
Well,
it.
Never mind that. So I won't spoil it for you.
So anyway, back to our show close.
back to the end.
Yeah. I'm sorry, T-shirt.
Don't forget, you can also go to iTunes, rate, review, subscribe. We've been getting lots of reviews rolling in lately. It's
great, man.
We love seeing them.
So good.
And Tom loves taking Joe's money.
So. I do. It's all going in to my children's college fund. Well, one of them. Because the other one's probably that ship has sailed.
But we won't tell you which one.
No. But that's it for this week. Coming up on the next episode, we will tackle Split. Until then, you've been warned.
I've had my ups and downs, my fair share of bumpy roads and heavy winds. That's what made me what I am today. Now I stand here before you. What you see is a body crafted to perfection. A pair of legs engineered to defy the laws of physics. And a mindset to master the most epic of splits.
Who can say where the road goes, where the day flows, only time? And who can say if your love grows as your heart shows, only
sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.